Good morning. The center of the storm system that brought all of the recent rain to the area, even some thunderstorms, is tracking over the Canadian border and over Montreal early this morning. The steadiest precipitation, mainly in the form of rain showers, is in the Champlain Valley, although some of the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains seeing some wet snow now that could coat the ground in the high peaks up to an inch or two, especially for the first part of the day. As we get into the afternoon, the backside of the storm will throw some moisture our way, mainly in the form of occasional rain showers, and the wind will pick up out of the west at times over 20 miles per hour. With extensive cloud cover otherwise, temperatures will remain in the 40s for afternoon highs. It'll remain cloudy and breezy tonight, and a few more rain and snow showers around, with temperatures back into the lower 30s. Tomorrow, the storm will slowly pull away. We'll start off with cloudy skies, although some sunshine will tend to mix in from time to time, first in central and eastern New York, then New England throughout the day. It'll be rather windy, though, and cool for this time of year, with highs only in the upper 40s. We'll take care of that on Sunday as high pressure builds in, drier weather with more sunshine, still some clouds mixed in, but high temperatures will reach to near 60. As we get into the day Monday, a ridge of high pressure will dominate the weather picture with dry weather and sunshine. Still some clouds will mix in, but a south-southwesterly wind will push temperatures all the way into the lower 70s. A cold front will approach during the day on Tuesday, with a scattered shower or thunderstorm associated with the front by the end of the day. Although out ahead of the front, with a southwest wind increasing, highs will be in the lower to mid-70s. In the lower 60s behind this front on Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a deep surge of moisture ahead of a strong Pacific system entering the western United States will continue to support heavy rain and mountain snow over the favored terrain of the Pacific Northwest and California, with multiple feet of snow expected along the higher peaks of the Sierra Nevada range. The deep surface low associated with the storm will lift northeastward toward Vancouver Island, with the anomalous plume of moisture shifting southward through California tonight into tomorrow. However, periods of heavy precipitation, including late-season snowfall accumulations in the higher elevations, will still be possible as the system's cold front presses farther inland over the western United States through the weekend. And Tropical Cyclone Ernie is located about 465 miles northwest of Lernmuth, Australia, with wind gusts of up to 130 miles per hour. The cyclone is expected to turn to the west and away from land before it makes a closer approach to Australia. However, intensification is also likely, with maximum wind gusts expected to reach 160 miles per hour early tomorrow morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 25 degrees with a southwest wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 45 degrees, the dew point 37, 74% relative humidity, a west wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.19 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of zero at Gothic, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and breezy with a few showers, lower 50s, Boston mostly cloudy, windy, a few showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, windy with light snow, around an inch possible, and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 48 degrees, the low 41, the average temperature 45, that's 1 degree above normal. Another 62 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 1.65 inches now for the month, which is 1.01 inches above normal, and 11.70 inches for the year, which is 3.06 inches of snow above average. 60.8 inches of snow to this point in the season, which is 2.1 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low, 34, the record high, 87, set in 2010 and in 1991, and the record low, 13, in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:27 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:28 p.m., 13 hours and 1 minute of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with rain today and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain and snow showers tonight and lows near 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs around 50. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers today and highs around 40. Cloudy with more rain and snow showers tonight and lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with rain showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with a few rain or snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with rain showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with a few rain or snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds mixing with some sunshine in the afternoon, windy, chilly, upper 40s, a mix of sun and clouds near 60 Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, warm Monday, lower 70s, a late-day shower or storm Tuesday, lower to mid-70s, a chance of a shower Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny near 60, and mostly sunny, lower 60s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.